everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. If it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and you can be a part of it. If you have a question or if there's something you'd like to talk about, call now. The lines are open at 844-322-2742. That's the number for the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now, because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
We do have open lines right now at 844-322-2742. Go ahead and call with your question. We would love to point you into the Word of God to show you the hope that is there, the solutions that are there through faith in Jesus Christ. So again, that number, 844-322-2742. My name is Bob Christopher. I'm sitting here with Richard Piper, and we're just going to have a great program today. I can just sense it. It's going to be fun to talk about the things of the Lord. Our verse for the day is out of Galatians, the book of Galatians, chapter 3. For as many of you as were baptized in Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. This is a powerful, powerful verse to really set the stage on how we're to treat one another. In this world, we treat each other according to these various compartments that we have built and we've placed people into. So we have, Jews, we have Greeks, we have free men, we have slaves, we have the haves and we have the have-nots, we have the males, we have the females, and we try to divide everybody up and treat each other accordingly. But that's not the way it is in Christ. In Christ, we are all one. We are all sons and daughters of the Lord, and we are heirs, co-heirs with Christ Jesus. So this should enable us to forgive one another as God in Christ has forgiven us, without partiality, without favoritism, simply extending the graciousness of our God and Savior to others because we're all one in Christ. We can accept one another and welcome one another just as God has accepted and welcomed us. We see that in Romans 15:7. And then we can love one another just in God, as God in Christ has loved us.
Yeah.
So when we look at one another and we see that we're one in Christ, that we're all sons and daughters of the King, it changes how we treat one another. And so this is really one of those power verses in the Word of God that should really grip our hearts and transform and shape the way we treat one another as fellow human beings, as fellow brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean that we ignore diversity. That doesn't mean that we overlook the things that are different about us. It simply means that we can rejoice in those. We can really embrace those diverse things, knowing that God reaches all people, no matter what their backgrounds are, no matter what their socioeconomic status is, no matter what their past religious experience may have been, no matter what their sex is, as far as male or female. None of that really matters. God's grace transcends all of that and can reach a person wherever they are. And so we can rejoice in those diverse elements of who we are, but really embrace the fact that God has caused us all to become one in Jesus Christ. It's powerful, yeah. Isn't it, Richard?
Oh, it is. And it removes all judgment, even for non-believers, because we as children of God who have discovered this oneness in Him, we're not called to judge other people. We're called to look at them as potential brothers and sisters. And you just take the gospel to them and let it do its work, and then they become one with us when they accept Jesus. So there's no room for the kinds of things that the world system demands of us, which is, you know, you're only as good as your last victory, or your only value is some particular diversity or aspect of your life that we've identified and said, we say they have value. Well, what if you change your mind? Does that mean my value has gone away? And the answer is, yeah, I'm sorry. That's not a way to live.
No, it's not.
This is a way to live. This is power. This is the kind of unity that transcends all forms of anything the world has to offer.
And that's the key here. He says, for we are all one in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Christ is the unifying factor. He is the only one that can bring such diverse people together where they can truly love one another, forgive one another, and accept one another as God in Christ has done all of those for us. So remember this verse, folks. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free, male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Plenty of open lines for you. 844-322-2742. That's the number. Give us a call. Ask your question. We would love to talk about Jesus with you, to talk about his story, and to tell you how you can be a part of that story in your everyday life. So call 844-322-2742. Richard, as far as this issue of identity, we have a fabulous resource for our listeners this month. It's called The Real You. It's five messages compiled on a single CD. They're really pointed. They're really direct. But they're really powerful in helping you really embrace this new identity that you have in Christ. If you've never come to Christ, it's a powerful tool to give you some answers as to why Jesus is the answer for you. So we want you to have it. It's available for a gift to Basic Gospel this month. It's our way of saying thank you. But this is a resource that you will want to have as in your own personal journey with Christ and as a tool to help minister to others. So go to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Click the donate button and then follow all the instructions on how you can be a part of Basic Gospel Nation. And be sure, as you're filling out the form, request your copy of The Real You. We'll get it in the mail to you as quickly as possible. If you would rather call and request your copy of The Real You, that number, 844-322-2742. Billy is waiting, and she would love to talk with you and get your order and get this to you as quickly as possible. Well, let's go to our phone lines now. We're going to start in Dallas, Texas, actually Cedar Hill, Texas, and talk with Travis listening to us on The Word. Hi, Travis. Welcome to Basic Gospel, my friend.
How are you gentlemen doing today?
We're doing fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous myself. I've just called. I listen to you all regularly, and I was listening to yesterday's show, and I know you had a particular caller call in. I think the issue of his topic was centered around why so many people want to see President Trump get impeached. And I know you all kind of hinted on the fact that, you know, you have a lot of things going on right now between the right and the left, conservatives, liberals. And let me first preface this by saying I am a professing Christian. Jesus Christ is my Lord, and I am a conservative-minded person. However, I think what a lot of people miss in this whole thing, I know I particularly don't understand how so many professing Christians can get behind Donald Trump, because I'm looking at him more from a character standpoint. And what I've seen of him since he's taken office is that he loves to belittle people. He loves to talk down to people, tear people down. He berates people. He gets into Twitter verbal wars with people. He insults anyone who doesn't agree with him.
And that should make us all cringe.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
That should make every single person cringe. It just reading some of those tweets makes me feel uncomfortable. And you think, man, where's the civility? Where is some of those things should just make us cringe. But Travis, here's what you're going to hear from many evangelicals. Is this right or is this wrong? You know, I'm just going to throw it out there. They're going to say we're ignoring the character because the policies are the policies that we want to see enacted. They're willing to, you know, kind of put the character issues, some of those things that are cringeworthy on the back burner because the policies – that are being enacted, the promises that are being made and fulfilled, you know, follow the evangelical agenda, so to speak. So that's what you're going to hear time and time again. Now, yeah. Is that the right position? Well, here's what I'm going to say to you, Travis. I think we as believers, we as the body of Christ, should never get sucked into politics as the answer for the world today. The answer has always been Jesus Christ. The answer will always be Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
And
absolutely.
What we want as Christians more than anything else in this world is a voice to communicate that good news. And I believe that's why Scripture calls us to pray for our leaders, regardless of who those leaders are, so that we can continue to speak freely in the marketplace the good news of Jesus Christ. Regardless of what politicians are doing and what policies are being enacted, they will never be the ultimate solution. And if we ever pin our hopes on politics, we have gone down a wrong path. And certainly in this political climate that we're in today, there are many Christians, there are many Christian institutions that have pinned their hopes to the political solutions that are being talked about and discussed today. Well, That is a misplaced dependency.
Sure
we need to get our eyes clearly back on Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone as the solution for all of life's problems. And so
Amen.
We pray for our leaders. We pray for our leaders so that we can have a voice to communicate the good news of Jesus Christ. But Travis, we certainly appreciate your call today. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for your discernment.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate you. Call back anytime, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. It's a rock and a hard place, I think, for many believers today, because we look at the character issues, and we do want people of character in leadership roles. That's important. It always has been important. It will never be unimportant as far as leadership is concerned. But there's a lot of the policy. So, you know, oftentimes believers are overlooking character issues because policies are being enacted. And I just hope we will get back to realizing that God is working through the church today, through believers, through people who have been born again, who have been indwelt by Jesus Christ himself. And as we work in harmony and in unison and in unity one with another, that's when we're going to see the power of the gospel transform life in general here on planet Earth. Yeah. Well, we sure appreciate his call. Richard, we had an interesting email question on Romans 7 that we were going to get to yesterday, and let's get to it today.
Okay, this person, Mark, is actually referring to Romans 7:17, where Paul says, it's no longer I who are doing this, but sin that lives in me. His question is, if it is no longer I who do it, why should I feel guilty or even responsible?
Well, the reason that we need to take our action seriously, and what Paul is saying here, he's talking about source. What is the source of these things? Well, as a new believer in Christ, you've been given a new spirit. Your spirit has been made alive. So it was once dead. Now it's alive in Christ. God's spirit has come to live inside of you. You are one with God's spirit. So there's a union that's formed. And that union is pure. And now, through that union, we're going to have a renewal of the mind. And so our souls are going to start aligning to who we are in Christ. And then our actions are going to start falling in line. But it all starts from the inside, and it works from the inside out. Now, we are still housed in a body. We have flesh, and within that flesh, within the members of this body, Paul is saying sin resides there.
Yes.
Now, sin is going to rear its ugly head. So he's saying this is the source of these actions. And sin does a number on us in convincing us that this particular action is going to be good for us. And we give in to it sometimes, and we carry out those fleshly, sinful desires. Now, why we should be concerned about that is because those sinful desires, when we act upon it, normally bring harm to another individual. And that's not what love is all about.
Yeah.
And God has called us to this new way of life, and this new way of life is about loving one another as God in Christ has loved us. And love does no harm to another person. So we have to realize that when we give into the desires of the flesh, when we give into sinful thoughts or actions or attitudes, that there are consequences to that. And those consequences usually are carried out in harm to another person. So that's why we need to care about that. And that's why Paul said at the end of Romans 7, who will rescue me from this body of death, wretched man that I am. And he says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then he gets into Romans chapter 8 to show us the power of living by the Spirit.
Yeah.
And what that can truly mean, and how that's such a benefit, not only to us individually, but to those that we connect with, those that we're in relationship with. So that's why we should be concerned about these things. Sin has been dealt with. The punishment of sin has been dealt with by Jesus Christ. He died. He stood in our place. He's declared us righteous. He remembers those things no more. But he also wants us to live by this new way of life, which is by faith and expressed in love to one another. And it's anchored by the very hope that we have in Christ. And so when we do that, when we live by faith, then we're going to see this love making a difference in our sphere of influence.
Yeah. This is one of those areas and one of the reasons why we talk so much here about context. Romans 7 is not a standalone essay. It is part of a larger argument that really started in chapter 5 and goes all the way through chapter 8. And then Paul dealt with it again in Galatians in chapter 5 in particular, which also has a wider context. And if you keep that context in mind, you really do see that he is talking contrasts between doing it myself or doing things because the Spirit has led me to do it. And so the one, in this case, I realize I don't do it, but sin in me, that's an admission of defeat, not a generalization that takes me off the hook. It's an admission of defeat, and he says to get victory, it must be in the Spirit.
Yes, indeed. And the one who is constantly giving in is normally trying to operate under the law.
Yeah.
In other words, we're relying upon our ability, our obedience, our self-effort instead of resting by faith in Jesus Christ. And what we're going to see is self-effort doesn't cut it. My trying to obey that law is going to be as detrimental to me as a lost person as it was as it is as a saved person. So we have to recognize that we're dead to the law and alive to Jesus Christ. And when we walk by faith in him, we're going to see his love, that fruit of his love being lived out in and through us. So great question. We certainly appreciate it. Well, let's go back to our phone lines. It seems like this issue on Trump is causing quite the reaction. So let's go talk to Cassie listening to us in Argyle, Texas. Hi, Cassie.
Hi there.
Welcome.
Thank you. And I really appreciate y'all's program. I just wanted to make a comment on what y'all said earlier and then the gentleman that called in. I feel like there's a little bit of from what I'm hearing, there's a little bit of fear. And I don't know. I'm believing 100% President Trump is in this seat because God put him there. He allowed him to be there. we don't like a lot of his behavior patterns, and they definitely don't exemplify a Christian. But the fact that God put him there, and his cabinet is full of Christian men that, again, I believe God allowed to be, is allowing to be there. And we just need to pray for him. He is doing good things for our country. Our country has been in the worst shape it's been. And now we don't need a politician to try to fix that, because they've obviously proven they can't. They make it worse. And so getting a man in like him, I believe God's going to use him and get our country back in a place and give us a chance, because give us a chance to put God back out there where he needs to be in our nation, and honored as who he is in our nation, which is what we were founded on.
Well, Cassie, let me just jump in there. I appreciate your passion. We can really sense that and feel that, and that's wonderful. And I just want to encourage you that you have just as much as an opportunity to direct what's happening in your sphere of influence as anyone else. Why? Because you're a believer, right? And you have Jesus Christ living in you. And the encouragement is to pin your hope right there. You can expect great things to happen in and through you because Jesus Christ is living in you. So I just encourage you to keep praying and to keep being passionate, but to really put your hope in the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And if Trump, through his policies, can give us a greater platform to communicate that good news, then we say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Because that's what we want to get out more than anything, is this good news about Jesus Christ. So, Cassie, thanks for your great comment. We certainly appreciate it and love hearing your passionate heart, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day. God bless.
You too.
I think she mentioned something about fear, and you know, there's no fear in the gospel.
There is not.
There really is not, because really, God's got this,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing a work in this world today. And oftentimes we're blinded to that work, but it's happening. God is doing amazing, yeah. phenomenal things through the body of believers that are scattered all around the world in every single corner of this planet. God is doing his work through his people, and yeah. we can certainly count on that.
That fear is what Satan is using on both sides of the political aisle here in the United States to keep anything from happening. And if both sides, I know Christians who are Democrats and I know Christians who are Republicans, if they would ignore the labels, put the fear away and trust in Jesus, things could change.
Yes, indeed. Things could change in a very good and a very quick way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had one caller that's hanging on the line, and Clay will invite you to call us back on tomorrow's edition of Basic Gospel. We've come to the end of this one. Boy, they just keep going faster and faster every yeah. single day. And we're so grateful for those who call in, who write to us, who are wanting to know more about what it means to walk by faith in Jesus Christ. They want to know what it means to hear the good news, to believe the good news, and live out the good news in their sphere of influence. So we are so grateful for those who do call in, for those who write. If you have a question that you would like answered on the broadcast, you can write to me at bob@basicgospel.net. That's bob@basicgospel.net. And if you recall, Basic Gospel is listener supported. If you would like to be a part of Basic Gospel Nation and to support the outreach that is happening every day through over 400 radio stations across the nation, through our various internet and social media platforms, we would love to have you as a partner in this good news of Jesus Christ. Go to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net, and join Basic Gospel Nation. We'll see you again tomorrow. for Basic Gospel.